Okay. To hit some high points of what we had here in Numbers 3 and 4, we had that the Leviim were to be attendant upon the priest in the service of the tent of meeting. They had the responsibility for carrying it, all the equipment, the furniture. The service had been divided between the three families of the tribe, the Gershonites, the Kohati, and the Merari. They were entrusted with the task of serving the Kohanim, performing duties for them, and also for performing duties for the whole community of Israel as they would come up before the tent of meeting. That, by the way, was listed specifically for you in Numbers 3:7. I mentioned before that they had the responsibility of guarding the tent and its furnishings against the rest of the people. And that job will carry on over into the temple. There will be a Levitical guard that will stand watch at the temple. Let's go back to chapter 1 of Numbers. Verse 50. You shall appoint the Leviim over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings, over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. Down to verse 54. And when the tabernacle is going forward, the Leviim shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Leviim shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. In other words, be put to death by the Levites. That is their charge. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, everyone by his own camp, everyone by his own standard, according to their armies, but the Leviim shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there be no wrath on the congregation, the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moshe, so did they. Go to chapter 18. Numbers chapter 18, verse 22. Hereafter the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle of meeting, lest they bear sin and die. But the Leviim shall perform the work of the tabernacle of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. I mentioned before that the Leviim were not permitted to witness the dismantling of the sanctuary. That was in Numbers chapter 4 and verse 20. They could not watch it being taken down. They had to work with it being taken down. They had to provide service to them as it's taken down, but they were not allowed to witness the actual taking down. Which would also include the armies. We mentioned about that the Leviim had instructional responsibilities. Let's go to Devarim chapter 10, Deuteronomy chapter 10. And we want to read verse 8. It says, at the time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless in his name to this day. Chapter 31. In verse 9. So Moshe wrote this law and delivered it to the Kohanim, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. So it is through the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, that the children of Israel will be blessed, and it is through the Kohanim, which is from the tribe of Kohat, but the family of Aaron, that the Ark will be born. Let's go to Malachi. Malachi in Hebrew. chapter 2, verse 4. Read down through verse 8. Starting in verse 4. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him, one of life and peace. Okay, so the tribe of Levi have a special covenant with God of life and peace. And I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me. Now, the fear here is to be in awe of, that he would be in awe of God. And he was reverent before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and in equity, and turned many away from iniquity. Verse 7, for the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the Torah from his mouth, for he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed from the way, you have caused many to stumble at the Torah, you have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. And then he goes on, therefore I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but you have shown partiality in the Torah. So it was a charge that was brought against them. Let's go to chapter 3. And we're going to pick up one verse here. Verse 3. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. So he says that even though they had departed from the Lord, he will purge them so that in the future they may offer offerings of righteousness to the Lord once again. Okay, Daryl, did you have a question? Okay. Let's go back to Devarim chapter 18. Deuteronomy 18. We'll start in verse 6. And if a Levite comes from any of your gates, from where he sojourns among all of Israel, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses, then he may serve in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren, the Levi'im, do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have equal portions to eat besides what comes from the sale of his inheritance. Okay, so those that live in the Levitical cities throughout the land, once they cross over the Jordan, will have the same rights as those that have permanent residence in Jerusalem when they come up to the temple. Go to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 18. We'll go to the 21st verse. Behold, I've given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance and reward in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting. So the tithes were paid to the Levi'im. They were not paid directly to the Kohanim. Let me mention, in Christianity, when you think of a priest in Christianity, you're generally thinking of the ecclesiastical type churches. The office of priest in the ecclesiastical churches, I'm talking about the Catholic, the Episcopal, the Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, these are not derived from the tribe of Levi. They're not derived from the biblical ordinances that were given to this tribe and to the family of Aaron. Actually, where the priesthood that you find there, it passed into Gentile Christianity early after the time of Constantine. It passed, when we get to the Council of Nicaea, they begin to very quickly move in, and it is adapted from Mithraism. And Mithraism has elements of paganism and idolatry. Now, the only reason I'm saying this, I don't want to get off on a side trail or anything, But a lot of times people have this idea. I can't tell you how many times people come up to me and say, well, the priesthood in the Catholic Church and the cardinals in the Catholic Church and so forth, that was really based upon the first five books of the Bible. No, it wasn't. Just totally wipe that out, the idea of priesthood and so forth. Now, when we come to tithing, that's a good place to bring this in, because people have an attitude of pay your tithes to the church because it says to give the tithes to the Levites. It is not the same thing. And I don't want to get off into that sidetrack, but you're talking apples and oranges here. Okay? So, the tithes, which were the agricultural products, were given to the Levites. The Levites, if you remember, were not allowed to plant crops. They were allowed to have livestock, but they could not plant crops. The people were first given the tithes of the agricultural products to the Levites. The Levites, in turn, will be charged by God to distribute this among the needy of the land, the strangers, the widows, the orphans, those that are disabled because of possibly an amputated limb or something along those lines. They will also, in turn, give a tenth of all of the agricultural produce that is given to them as a tithe. They will give a tenth of that to the Kohanim, to the priest. So here, this is an interesting concept. The priest officiate over the Levites, but the priest get paid their food by the Levites. Okay, have you ever thought of that? The interesting little twist. I wonder how it worked in relations between the priest and the Levites. I mean, yeah, I can just see the priest going up there to get his portion of tomatoes and everything, and all he comes home with are bad tomatoes. What, Billy?
The needy in the land were given theirs first, out of the general fund, or what general tithes, and then the 10% that was left then was given
to the priest.
That's a bad word, but bad
given to the priest.
Okay.
I'm not sure. At this point, I'm not sure. At one point, I had studied on this, and I could have told you back then, but I'm not sure as to the order. I don't know. They possibly took the tenth for the priest from the very first, but I'm not certain about that. Daryl?
Well, now, there were the different years that it went different directions. Is that...
Well, yes. Deuteronomy chapter 14 is where it lays that out about the seven-year cycle. And, of course, you have the Shemitah, the seventh year, where there is no planting. Of course, there would be no tithe that comes in that seventh year. And then the Ovel, the Jubilee year, which would be the 50th year. But that definitely enters in. Okay. Let me find where I am real quick. We already mentioned that they had no permanent possession in the country, that they needed the support just as the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, but they were the ones that administered it. Let's go to Numbers chapter 10, verse 9. We'll pick up two passages. Numbers chapter 10. I should have left you in Numbers 18 because we're going right back there. Numbers chapter 10, verse 9. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. That is not what I wanted. Numbers 18, verse 2. Also bring with your brother, bring with you your brethren of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, that they may be joined with you and serve you while you and your sons are with you before the tabernacle of witness. Again, that's not what I wanted. Let me see if I can find these passages. I'm looking for an expression that says the Lord is their portion. Their inheritance is the Lord. Okay? They don't have a physical inheritance. God is their inheritance. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up when we come back.